Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Market analysis time now. And ahead of tomorrow's USDA report, ag commodity markets are pressured by weaker wheat, Argentine weather improvement, and the incredibly strong U.S. dollar. Amy Ryan?
A couple things going on. We are watching South American weather. Argentina, forecasts are calling for them to be mostly hot and dry. Brazil, though, is in better shape. They've had good rains falling for that. You know, that's just kind of what we're watching right now. Other than that, there isn't a lot of news to move the market. We did have a sale today, 120,000 metric tons of soybeans to an unknown destination. That was actually the first soybean sale since December 23rd, so that was nice to see.
Yeah, it didn't do anything, though.
From the trader's perspective, Todd Horowitz of Bubba Trading.
Well, I like the grains because, again, I look at it from a perspective of I don't know how much lower they can go. There's a lot more upside than there is downside. So to me, it's worth the risk. But it's certainly painful if you're a farmer or a producer. As a trader, it's fine. But as a farmer producer, you're sitting on a ton of stuff that you're probably at a loss at. And certainly, I would not, if I didn't have to sell, I would not sell. I would hold and store. Of course, you have to take in the cost of storage if you have to pay to store it, because that's another equation that we have to bench for. Yeah. But I do think that the equities are showing some weakness finally. And if they do finally crack a little bit, I think that new money that's coming out of equities will go into the grain markets, because that is the best secondary investment. So, look, the markets look horrible, but they're still light. There's still not a lot of trade. And, of course, tomorrow is going to be the markets are going to be closed for a day of mourning. You got jobs on Friday. I think we have a better idea of what's going to happen as we get into next week. Business is a little bit better, but still half of what normal business would be like. So I'm still concerned, but when I look at price, I go, can they go lower? Yeah, they could, but I don't think there's a lot of room to the downside, just like being short cattle. I don't think cattle can go much higher.
Todd Horowitz on AgriTalk yesterday afternoon. On Farm Talk, Dave Spickler of Lighthouse Commodities.
You're still really, though, just consolidating kind of in the same general range just above those highs last week as we look ahead here to this USDA report just a couple days out. And that's the big one, the granddaddy of them all here this January, WASD report. So that'll give a lot of direction, but it's a little bit ominous leading up to it, how we've just kind of stalled out here the last few days. Every now and then you'll still get like a, oh, we needed to relook at something later on in the September stocks report or something. But officially, yeah, this is final acres, final yields. With it, you get some demand changes. You're 4 months into the crop year, and they tend to dial those in a bit more. And then you're also getting far enough into the South American year that you usually get some changes to South American production. So you put all this together into one report, and it's has potential to be a pretty big market mover. In the December WASDE, they don't restate production from the November one, but the December one, you saw another ratchet down of corn carryout just based on increased exports and production. You're right about yields on both corn and beans were lower in November, and the combination of all this has brought corn to a much tighter carryout going into the January report than we would have expected 6 months ago. And on the heels of this, you've had about officially a rally going all the way back to the August lows. You've rallied to your highest price in 6 months going into the report, and you've got the large speculators sitting on their largest net long position since back in 2022. So you've done some work here on the bullish side leading up to this, and it gets a little tricky if you don't get bullish numbers coming out of this on Friday. Is there some pretty big disappointment from that speculator that's built this long position and expected another yield decrease, expected another export increase and stuff? So this is not a guarantee that this will be a bullish report by any means. The markets recently for corn and beans, if you've had any beans to get cleaned up on old crop, and then certainly corn, we still have corn to sell. There's opportunities to be selling old crop here. We had a multi-day sell signal on corn when it hit its highs last week. But the biggest thing on new crop is we're still just, the margins are so poor for new crop, we're willing to wait on our seasonals a bit that say there should be better prices later on just based on everything that we're seeing right now. So guys are still pretty uncomfortable, though, about new crop going into this year with tight margins, not a lot of grain sold, and not a lot of good hedging opportunities yet.
Dave Spickler, Lighthouse Commodities in Bismarck. This is Inside Agriculture, checking the weather forecast, give you a market update, then we'll come back and take a look at the weather outlook for the upper Midwest.